Hey everyone, Gronk here telling you to check out DraftKings.com, my home for 1 week fantasy football.
You are now tuned in to a Mac Bizzo Radio Fantasy Sports Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this edition of Mac Bizzo Radio. Today is September the 15th, 2015. This is the NFL Week 1 Market Share episode. We're going to talk about guys moving the chains, getting the receptions, getting the first downs, okay? Running the yards, throwing the yards. The guys who are going to produce for you and help you win your matchups. Speaking of matchups, what I want to start out the show with are first and second place in the Millionaire Maker on DraftKings. The winning lineup was Tony Romo, Carlos Hyde, Chris Ivory, Julio Jones, Jarvis Landry, John Brown, Tyler Eifert, Eddie Lacy, and the Jets. The second place winning lineup was Marcus Mariota, Benny Cunningham, Matt Forte, Keenan Allen, Julio Jones, Jordan Matthews, Tyler Eifert, Darren Sproles, and the Vikings. Now, this is kind of interesting. I constructed two rosters that I entered, and they had similar builds, similar correlations to actually the first and second place roster. I played a roster with Tony Romo, and I played a roster with Marcus Mariota. That happened to be both the quarterbacks that were in the position. I did not play guys like Carlos Hyde, Chris Ivory. I decided to fade John Brown. 14.6 points, so not bad. Guys like Stevie Johnson were cheaper and put up more points. I didn't play Tyler Eifert. Notice he was combined with Julio Jones in both of the rosters there. In the other roster build, I did play Marcus Mariota, Benny Cunningham, Matt Forte, and Darren Sproles, okay? I just didn't build in the right receivers or tight ends into those rosters. Honorable mentions that were not on those rosters that were very high scorers for you: Kendall Wright, DeAndre Hopkins, Stevie Johnson, Jason Witten, the Seahawks defense, along with the Panthers defense, and Phillip Rivers, okay? So there's that for you. Let's move on into kind of some player news, and then I've got some guys that I want to go through and kind of player profile for you. All right, Trey Mason, feeling better. Demaryius Thomas, practicing so far in week two. Same with Peyton Manning. The Rams have not ruled out yet Todd Gurley for Sunday's game. The Colts possibly bring back Ahmad Bradshaw. Yeah, I'm not going to hop on that train. Foster still expected to miss week two. And Arian could be looking for a return for the Texans in week five. Colts have waived Vic Ballard, hence the other comment there about Ahmad Bradshaw. Reggie Bush, I'm kind of glad I faded him on my DFS rosters. Supposedly a backfield target monster. And what I really saw in that game, I kind of left at the fourth quarter there. Not a whole lot going on, but yeah, I just felt that as soon as Kaepernick starts running, he just, doesn't... Well, let me rephrase that. As soon as he is getting ready to decide to run, he just takes all focus off any other options there. And, that could be good, that could be bad. Depends on the situation there. Supposedly, Sam Bradford, okay, game number one, he's made of glass, this guy. And you know what? I got a little tiny bit of a rant regarding the Eagles and regarding playing Darren Sproles, who put up great DraftKings numbers and almost 20 points for that, what, three-something you're paying for him? It was right before halftime, and they were just feeding Sproles the ball, like three times in a row, his carries were called back on penalties right before halftime. It just, you know, looks like he could, who knows, but it looks like he could, you know, definitely retain fantasy value. Marcus Mariota, you know, if you're in a 2QB league, he's probably not on the waiver wire, but if he is, mandatory for your roster. Hakeem Nicks going to the Cowboys, kind of forget about it. Same with Terrell Pryor working out for the Pats, kind of forget about it. They just kind of test everybody out there. Yeah, so anyway, buy low on Andrew Luck. If you're in a dynasty with an IR, buy low on Dez Bryant. Don't think that any of the receivers we're going to talk about in Dallas are going to actually turn into Dez Bryant for you. You're just going to have to find a way to get points on the roster. Guys like Greg Olsen, yeah, that happens at the tight end position, okay? For some reason, Adrian Peterson said he felt a little hesitant taking handoffs out of the shotgun Monday night. Yeah, I thought that was kind of a weird performance too. Let's just move on here and talk about some guys that I want to profile going into week number two. One of them being Cole Beasley. His DraftKings price is going to be $3,300. And you should expect double-digit points, you know. You should expect a floor of about 10 points there. Probably a good bet for 40 to 50 snaps, maybe 5 to 8 targets as a slot guy. Williams is going to be a strong play at 4,200. But, I mean, you know, a lot of people are going to be playing him at, you know, that price too. So that's something to consider, okay? A Tevin Coleman, 45 out of the 77 snaps, turning his 20 carries into 80 yards. That was more touches than Freeman. Seems as if the talent gap is emerging there. $4,500 for a running back. I was very shocked about salary changes being so subtle. Wow. This is, week two is a great week to play. There wasn't a lot of jumping around. There's going to be some pretty clear-cut options. Nelson Agholor, I had a question on Twitter about it. So, he only caught one pass for 5 yards with two targets. But it's week one. No worries. 59 out of 74 snaps. Ran a substantial amount of routes. 44 there. So, $5,500 price tag. It seems like a lot of people are probably going to fade that with a guy like Terrence Williams at $4,200. You know, so maybe not the best play for you. I don't see spending more. That seems like a bad contrarian choice there. Zach Ertz getting in at the last minute. So if any of you slapped in Brett Celek and, you know, failed there, hey, it happens with a tight end position. We'll be back after the break.
Like, subscribe, or follow Mac Bizzle Radio on Twitter, iTunes, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, and more. Be a part of the DraftKings.com community. Use the referral link, MacBizzo, or enter promo code MacBizzo and start earning money now. Make a deposit, pick a roster, and start winning cash now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Pick a new lineup for any game. Listen here for fantasy football and fantasy basketball advice and cheat sheets customized to the DraftKings.com scoring system. It's easy to win money at DraftKings.com. You are now tuned in to a Mac Bizzo Radio Fantasy Sports Podcast.
And we're back. Let's move on to DeMarco Murray here, who only saw 45.9% of snaps in week one. His price tag will be very expensive, $7,000. There is kind of this narrative with him going against his old team. You could think about that. Carlos Hyde at 5,100 seems like a pretty good play. We've talked about two running backs that together are under $10,000. Okay. I think David Johnson for me is a more of a dynasty format or a seasonal stash at this point. $4,200 bucks, considering the other options. Not really interested at this point. If you're slammed at running back in your seasonal leagues, Chris Johnson, meh, you know. If Carson Palmer, here's the deal. For your seasonal long leagues when you stream, okay? So you're going to pick up one of these guys. Let's say you pick up Chris Johnson. And again, make the two-for-one trade so you upgrade one of the players on your overall team so that your sit-start decisions become incredibly clear. If you take four bench guys and you make two 2-for-1 trades, your sit-start decisions are going to be really, really clear. So, you know, target going after a better wide receiver and a better running back. And then you've opened up now two slots on your bench. So you're going to be able to go pick up a guy like Marcus Mariota, maybe make another 2-for-1 trade. You know, you pick up Chris Johnson. Maybe they have both games. Now you trade him in, and you get another upgraded guy. Every week after week after week, you should, try to do that. How do you sell the trade? You take the same information that your rival has access to from the same interface. So, you know, you copy and paste a little bit of stats, something that he can read exactly too, and you say four to five words, I'll take the risk, or I will take the risk. And then you send over the trade, give them two, take one, go to your waiver wire. You grab a guy like Chris Johnson. If Carson Palmer dishes off a bunch of passes to him, and he gets some yards, he gets a touchdown or two, hey, he's on your bench because you've already upgraded a couple of your players, okay? So now you've got equity on your bench. You just keep, wash, rinse, and repeat the cycle, okay? Greg Olsen probably could be blocking more in week two. probably going to be faded anyway. $4,900 bucks. I'm not gonna spend that to help the Texans against J.J. Watt. Tyrod Taylor jumping in salary to $6,200 bucks. Kind of game script there. You could think stopped him from, having a bigger game, but. It's a tougher matchup maybe against the Patriots. It could be a popular decision too. And then you've got some other options. Okay. So let's talk about Amir Abdullah. $4,500 bucks. It's only a couple more snaps really than Bell. So almost an even split there. But the guy seems pretty electric. So $4,500. His price went up $500, though, this week. Okay? Could be. I mean, look what Carlos Hyde did against the Vikings. That's a pretty good value. Okay? Dante Moncrief, $4,600. Expected to start in place of T.Y. Hilton. So this knee bruise thing, if you've had a hematoma or anything like that, it's where there's a membrane or around the bone and all those capillaries burst and all that swelling happens. Pretty painful. And you'll probably see Moncrief on Buster Screen, because maybe Revis will be on Andre Johnson. So, hey, it's a buy low on Andre Johnson. I just told you how to sell the trade. Hey, it looks like Darrell Revis could be guarding Andre Johnson this week. You're probably going to sit him on your bench anyway. I'll take the risk, and then you send over your trade. Okay? Now, Philip Dorsett saw 22% of the snaps and only got three targets. Moncrief is just I'm pretty sure I said earlier in the season, it's going to be hard to keep him off the field. James Jones, there's so many mid-tier values already. James Jones, 4,700, played 55 out of 60 snaps. It's a far tougher matchup versus Seattle. And his week two ownership could be out the roof. CJ Anderson expected to play in week two. But, boy, yeah, don't leave Ronnie Hillman on the, you know, we'll do a quick waiver wire recap from yesterday's show. I'll just shout out a bunch of names here at you after we get, you know, through some guys I just wanted to profile that are in the news. But Delanie Walker down to $3,400. The right hand is not broken, at least at this point. And, boy, that Kendall Wright connection there with Marcus Mariota. And, yeah, wow. You know, you could want to take advantage of that. So Andre Ellington still expected to, miss some time, you know, right there with T.Y. Hilton. Derek Carr, not expected at this point to play in week two, but things like that could change, you know. So it's super early in the week. As we get further along, we'll know more. DeSean Jackson expected to miss about a month, and so obviously that's not a play there. Vincent Jackson will just see more coverage. He's always been kind of a roller coaster guy anyway, not necessarily reliable. So yeah, you're not going to be playing him or Arian Foster or, you know, any of those guys. Yeah. So, you know, those are some guys I just wanted to run through and talk about. So, covering seasonal long leagues, waiver wire, we're going to go by position here. I'm going to shout off some names to you. And if I don't like the guy, yeah, I'll tell you, okay? But otherwise, let's go through this. David Johnson, Chris Johnson, Ronnie Hillman, Deion Lewis, forget about it, along with D'Angelo Williams, okay? The Benny Cunningham thing, I think you got to forget about it because, hey, you know, the other guy could be coming back. The Duke Johnson, Lance Dunbar, yeah, I don't really like it. Terrence West, Kyrie Robinson, yeah, these guys, Denard Robinson, I just not really liking a whole lot there. So your gamble is on either the Arizona guys, either the Johnsons at running back. If they don't produce, you're just streaming them. Remember the 13th team defense concept here. So you can keep enough people on the waiver wire under the waiver limit, you know, if it's 2 days, 3 days, whatever it is in your league. That so it's almost like a whole team's worth of players are unavailable for any of your rivals to grab. So let's talk about the wide receivers here. Stevie Johnson, I can't imagine he's going to be unowned. Terrence Williams, yeah, you better race to the waiver wire and be plugging that in. Week one, your fab budget, any guy. You're not spending more than 10% of your total fab for any reason on any player in week one. Okay? Now, the exception to the rule would be if you're a Dez Bryant owner. Okay? If you have a top round draft pick that is underperforming or goes down injured, you need to spend more, up to 25% of your fab budget to guarantee that you're going to get a starter. But most of these guys this week, you're probably not even going to approach 5% of the budget, okay? You should have drafted a guy like Dante Moncrief or James Jones in the back end, okay? I think the PPR value here is going to be Cole Beasley. I think the standard value, more of a Terrence Williams situation there. Alan Hearns, you're going to be plugging him in. I don't see why not. Percy Harvin, to me, forget about it. I just don't want any part of it. The crazy thing about Nate Washington, he got a lot of yards. I'm not dropping a guy. I'm not losing faith in a guy like Marcus Wheaton at this point. Some other sketchy guys. I mean, it's worth streaming Tavon Austin, okay? You know, let's say he has another good game and you pick up Tavon Austin and you pick up Chris Johnson because you're streaming them because you don't want anybody else in your league to get them. And if you don't want them, you'll just drop them and go on to the next guy that's trending to have upside potential for keeping them. So you just want to be about, you know, I was probably 3 weeks ahead on Odell Beckham last year. And, you know, so he was just sitting on my bench. We're waiting for him to get back, you know. At least you want to be 3 or 4 days ahead of everybody else in your league, you know, ahead of the transaction trends. But, there's some other names. Ultra deep formats, Doug Baldwin, Travis Benjamin, Jermaine Kearse, Ted Ginn. Ugh, God, those are just horrible. Like I said, ultra deep leagues with big rosters. Obviously Tyler Eifert, appearing on both first and second place rosters of the Millionaire Maker. They should not be hanging around in your seasonal leagues unowned. I think the Jordan Reed potential is about equal to the Reggie Bush potential. I'd definitely be willing to play Heath Miller next week. Sneaky guy, Eric Ebron there. Stash it, you know. Not really hopping on the Austin Safarius Jenkins thing or the Darren Fells thing. And seems like Richard Rodgers is just going to be a low floor with not a huge amount of upside potential there at tight end. Your guys at quarterback, Johnny Manziel, no, forget about it. You could stash Andy Dalton if you need room. But why, if Marcus Mariota is on your waiver, then you're not going to want Ryan Fitzpatrick. Joe Flacco versus Oakland? Yeah, maybe. Maybe. If you're a player that wants to stream quarterback, or if you're looking around in your league and you know one of your opponent streams quarterbacks, then guess what? You'll go pick up Joe Flacco before he does, okay? So if it's a two-day waiver period, I could drop him, should be Saturday night. That still lets me pick up somebody on Sunday morning with an empty bench spot. And now my rival who streams quarterbacks, guess what, doesn't get Joe Flacco. Okay? So you guys that have the standard waiver format and stream, yeah, have me in your league. You ain't going to have these guys. You can forget about playing them because I'm not going to let you get them. So that's just a fun tactic. Maybe some defenses, you know, again, the Baltimore-Oakland situation, the St. Louis Rams at Washington there, Miami at Jacksonville, New Orleans at Tampa Bay. Shoot, you know, Drew Brees will throw up some yards there. You can guarantee that. So what I want to do now is just flip through maybe some trade questions and Adrian Peterson for Le'Veon Bell. I think it's a little early in the season to trade away AP. I would try after next week's performance because then you're not losing a game. So, you know, and hey, that's just, you know, what you got to think about. Trade away Jason Witten and Melvin Gordon for Matt Forte. Only if Jason Witten and Melvin Gordon are not any starters for you. This is a perfect example of a two-for-one trade. So, Lorenzo Caro, let me tell you, my friend, that if you do not use Jason Witten as a starter, maybe you've got Travis Kelce, you know, because you could have got Jason Witten way later. And, you know, so if you've got a guy that's better, and now remember, Dez Bryant is out, but you're talking Matt Forte? If this is a PPR format, this is a two-for-one trade I would absolutely want to make. Okay? Trade away Devontae Adams and Doug Martin to get Odell Beckham. Absolutely, this is a two-for-one trade feasible that I would absolutely want to make. Buy low on Beckham. If you have the ability to hit the accept button on that trade, absolutely, we want you to do that. This just seems too silly. So Daniel Schindler wants to know, should I trade away that? I can't believe somebody's going to trade you Tyler Eifert for Allen Robinson. So that just seems silly. That's kind of a weird no-brainer if you got someone in your league that's silly. And yeah. Larry Fitzgerald for Vincent Jackson? No. I think you should keep Fitzjackson. Yeah, because they're both about the same potential. Exactly. Moving on. Joe Flacco for Marcus Mariota. Absolutely. I just don't trust Joe Flacco. Lamar Miller and Tevin Coleman for Amir Abdullah. Probably not. Okay. That's a situation where you're given too much. So, Brandon Michael 22. No, sir. We do not advise that you should make that trade. Okay? I want to get into the market share stuff here, really, and start talking about that. So that's coming up right after the next little break that we'll do. But here's an IDP question. Clay Matthews and Mac over there in Oakland, not Mac B, but Khalil, okay? For J.J. Watt, absolutely, under any circumstances, are you going to try to make a two-for-one trade to get one guy, okay? Here's an interesting one that I think probably you shouldn't do, but you're almost in the right groove. So Ecker 3 wants to know if they should trade away Keenan Allen and Tevin Coleman to get Calvin Johnson. And at this point, I really think that's offering a little too much due to the market share. And we're talking about that after the break.
You are now tuned in to a Mac Bizzo Radio Fantasy Sports Podcast.
All right, and we're back. Let's talk about market share. And when you're playing defenses in season-long fantasy or daily fantasy, getting the touchdown is important. So I want to name off defenses that got touchdowns for you this week. Okay? Tennessee, Denver, Detroit, Carolina, Seattle, New York Giants, and the Baltimore Ravens, okay? Let's talk about, as far as yards, the Rams had 343 yards allowed, okay? I think that's kind of typical of the Rams, yeah? Seems like an awful lot. Kansas City, Oakland, Philly, Minnesota, Pittsburgh, and Seattle, and Miami all had more. Okay. Teams that did not allow a lot of yards. Denver, 173 yards allowed. Okay. Baltimore only gave up 219. Okay. Cincinnati gave up 246 to Oakland. San Francisco only gave up 248 to Minnesota. And Washington, believe it or not, only gave up 256 to Miami. You know, I was like, wow, it's kind of crazy. Okay, so teams that were good in the clutch, fourth down stops, two from San Francisco, two from Tennessee. Honorable mentions go to, you know, a variety of other teams that had those there. Three teams had a blocked kick for you, Jacksonville, Oakland, and Minnesota. And then if we talk about tackles for loss, just quickly, Baltimore, Indy, Carolina, they all had eight. St. Louis, Tennessee, Denver, Detroit, Houston, and Seattle all had seven. Okay? And New York Jets had four fumble recoveries against Cleveland. Seattle had three against the Rams. And then there's a variety of other teams there that had one there for you. And I suppose we could even holler at the return touchdown teams. There was three of them, Seattle, Miami, and the St. Louis Rams. So now let's hop over to quarterback. Philip Rivers, 404 yards. Tony Romo, 356. Drew Brees, 355. Ben Roethlisberger, 351. Sam Bradford, 336. Carson Palmer, 307. Matt Ryan, just short of the 300-yard bonus points at 298, along with Nick Foles at 297. Believe it or not, Tom Brady in there at 288. And first downs, okay, so Philip Rivers for 20, Tony Romo for 21, okay, pretty high numbers there, Tom Brady for 19, and some of the other guys are just kind of mid-tier here, so Drew Brees didn't even really throw for a lot of first downs, only 12, Ben Roethlisberger only 15, Carson Palmer 13, okay, Russell Wilson only threw for 10, okay, but let's go ahead. And I want to slide over real quick before we hop out of the QBs. I want to talk about sacks real quick. Russell Wilson, six times. Ouch. Okay. Blake Bortles, 5. Teddy Bridgewater, 5. Winston, 4. So Russell Wilson got sacked by the St. Louis Rams more than the three pretty crummy quarterbacks in the league. So Manning got 4. Hoyer got 4. Johnny Manziel, only 3. Ryan Tannehill, 3. Ben Roethlisberger, Andrew Luck, Jay Cutler, Alex Smith, etc., 2. And, you know, so let's move over. And maybe interceptions would be real good here. Just, you know, since it's week one, we can spend a little bit more time on the market share. Not a whole lot, just a bunch of guys with 2. Bortles, Romo, Stafford, Luck, Winston, Ryan, Flacco, and Rivers, all with 2 interceptions. All right, so I want to hop over to the running back position here. And the following running backs with 2 rushing touchdowns, Danny Woodhead, Carlos Hyde, Jeremy Hill, and Chris Ivory. A variety of running backs coming in at 1 touchdown. So mastering the yards on the ground, Carlos Hyde, Matt Forte, then D'Angelo Williams. Believe it or not, Alfred Morris with 121 yards. So those were all your running backs that hit their 100-yard bonus. Just short, Chris Ivory at 91, Eddie Lacy at 85, Tevin Coleman actually at 80, and that's over 20 rushing attempts, okay? What worries me a little bit about Tevin Coleman, only 2 first downs, okay? Carlos Hyde got 11, okay? Matt Forte got 7. Lynch and D'Angelo Williams got 6. Alfred Morris, Bishop Sankey, Eddie Lacy, and Chris Ivory all got 5 first downs. Okay, so Carlos Hyde putting up some crazy numbers there. Not a lot of receiving for him. 2 out of 14. Okay. So running backs that were better for you with receptions, yeah, they're not named Carlos Hyde. So let's hop over to wide receivers. And Keenan Allen, 15 receptions for 166. So these are all receivers that got you your 100-yard bonuses. Kendall Wright, Jordan Matthews, Tyler Eifert. Those were all names on the Millionaire Maker, okay? 6 for 105, Nate Washington snuck in there. Travis Kelce, 6 for 106. 5 for 110, Austin Seferis Jenkins. Antonio Brown, I guess we're mixing the tight end in here too, and some of the running backs with reception. Couldn't believe that Mark Ingram actually 8 for 98 receiving yards, but only 9 rushing attempts for 24 yards there. So definitely want to note that. Kind of crazy. Holy cow. First downs, though, Keenan Allen and Julio Jones with 8 each. DeAndre Hopkins and Julian Edelman with 7 each. Coming in with 6, Antonio Brown, Tyler Eifert, T.Y. Hilton. Okay, guys who had 5, Brandon Marshall, Gronkowski, Travis Kelce, Alshon Jeffrey, Jordan Reed. Okay, there's some names out there. Cruise along here through the mix. And wanted to hop over to receiving touchdowns. Rob Gronkowski with 3. Following people had 2 receiving touchdowns. Travis Kelce, Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins, Austin Seferis Jenkins, Jason Witten, James Jones, Tyler Eifert, and if you'll come believe it, Marcel Reese on the Oakland Raiders. Okay? Crazy, crazy. Who would have thought? Okay? Now, pretty much, that's going to wrap up the market share show. So I hope you enjoyed learning about some of those guys. And I hope you enjoyed checking out some guys that are moving the chains for you. Okay? Don't forget, it's pretty easy. Not a lot of salary changes this week on the DraftKings stuff. So, I mean, it should be pretty easy. If you listened to all the shows this week, if you looked at some of the rosters, if you took down some notes. If you listen to the Flex show on MacBizzo Radio later in the week, okay, we're going to talk about the movers and the shakers, okay? So we'll catch you on the next episode of MacBizzo Radio.
You have been listening to MacBizzo Radio. Like on Facebook, follow on Twitter, subscribe on iTunes, listen on Blog Talk Radio, and more. It's all at MacBizzo.